valuable information in sessions 5 and 6. In session 7, we'll introduce techniques for eliminating self-destructive behaviors from your life. And there are very few of us who don't have some of those behaviors, whether it's smoking too much, or drinking too much, or eating too much, or even eating too little of the foods that are healthy for you. As you'll see, a discussion of self-destructive behaviors and habits leads naturally into the topic of session 8, which is controlling stress. So much of what slows us down in modern life, both physically and emotionally, is the result of the stresses which seem to be present everywhere today, whether it's from being stuck in a traffic jam, or worrying about finances, or dealing with the thousands of little crises that seem to come up every day. We'll show you how to adjust your point of view on these things so that stress and anxiety is diffused and eliminated. It's all really a matter of gaining a new perspective, and you'll learn some very effective and highly beneficial methods for doing that. In session 9, we'll discuss creativity and effective problem solving, leading to greater success in all areas of life. We will learn about our multifaceted intelligence and learn how to tap any facet of our intelligence. We'll be looking into some of the creative ways you can use the power of your mind to enrich your experience of everyday life. We'll be introducing some of those techniques in session 10, where our subject is intelligence and creativity, and how to maximize them in the areas of money, wealth, and abundance. In session 11, we'll show you how to understand what's happened to you in the past, your personal history, and how you can heal any injuries that may still be affecting you, no matter how long ago they may have occurred. I think one of the most important and positive developments in contemporary psychology is our recognition of the importance of events in the past, and the fact that these events and the feelings they've created are always accessible. If we use the proper techniques, we'll be able to correct past issues and learn from the past so as to move forward towards the future even more effectively. Finally, in session 12, we'll conclude the program with some ideas and insights that you can use to create a more positive, more spiritually fulfilled experience of living right now, and in fact, for the rest of your life. This is a very practically oriented program, but it's also important to everyday life, and those values are the focus of session 12. Mary Lou, Jerry, and I are very excited about this program, and really quite proud of it, too. We're so glad you're joining us for Universal Mind Power, and we'll be getting started in just a moment. I'd like to begin by telling you a bit about how my father made these breakthroughs in our understanding of the mind, and to put his work in perspective with other people who have made important discoveries. He is my father, of course, so perhaps I'm a little prejudiced, but I really believe that Jose Silva is one of the most important figures in the whole history of human consciousness, of our ability to use the unlimited power of our minds to benefit ourselves and to improve the world we live in. Jose Silva is part of the great tradition of self-taught American discoverers, a tradition that includes Benjamin Franklin, Henry Ford, and Thomas Edison. These were not academic scientists in universities. They were men from humble beginnings who wanted to improve people's lives in very tangible ways, and through their accomplishments, did just that. Jose Silva never had a single day of formal education, but he certainly had a great deal of self-education in the practical side of life, and it started at a very early age. His father died when Jose was very young.